Hi, I'm Mark Budd.
And I'm Jair Brooks Davis.
And we're from Mark and Jair Explain Sports.
This is a tripod production.
The following is a tripod production. Do not attempt to adjust your dial.
Mark Budd and Jair Brooks Davis. Two friends growing up in the Big Apple. Two friends who became sports writers at the top of their craft. Mark, the assistant sports editor of Drexel University's The Triangle. Jair, the color commentator and reporter at Curry College. On their own, they give their own unique insights. However, together, Mark and Jair explain sports.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 12 of Mark and Jair Explain Sports. And there's a lot of positivity going on because sports are going back. Jair, I know you're excited because baseball is coming back and you've been texting me every day about how upset you are about it. And now I feel like you have a sigh of relief right now.
Well, a huge sigh of relief, you know, just hoping that everyone manages to stay safe and stay healthy and they follow the correct protocols when it comes to safety.
Well, what about the sports itself returning? First, we have baseball. Basketball was announced a few weeks ago, or last week, might have been the week before, but they're returning with 22 teams, and they're coming back. But baseball officially announced on Monday, that they're the 23rd, that they're coming back, with after weeks of arguing with each other between the Players Association and the owners. It felt like a reality TV show watching all that happen. What were your thoughts now that it's finally over?
My thoughts on what's going on with Major League Baseball right now in their situation is that it's good to see that they have come to resolve in regards to money and their prorated salaries, the amount of games. And it seems like right now their biggest obstacle in the way is the coronavirus, COVID-19, and, you know, they're going to have to go into battle against it, and players are going to have to be safe, and they're going to have to wash themselves.
I agree, but early on in the coronavirus pandemic, where we are, New York was getting hit really hard, and the past few weeks, it's gone down a lot, which is great, but places like Florida and down south are getting hit really hard with the coronavirus. And that happens to be where some Major League Baseball teams play, as well as the NBA. So what are your thoughts on how that's going to happen, especially with the NBA? Now that they're going to have a bubble, yes, and the players will only be allowed to leave at the Disney campus. But what about all the housekeeping and people who have to travel to help? Not the players, but everyone else. They're not going to be in the bubble. I'm assuming they're going to live in Florida. So what's the deal with that? Like,
I know, Mark. That's one thing that really crossed my mind. I was wondering, in all honesty, like, would they allow people, or like should they, like, would they have to have people stay in the same facilities with all the players? And, you know, even going home to your families or going home to your loved one and seeing them, and they could potentially be sick and they could catch the virus and they could come back within the NBA bubble. That's something that actually did cross my mind.
Yeah. The fact that NBA, they already have certain guys coming out and not wanting to play. Kyrie Irving is one of them. Avery Bradley of the Lakers announced that he's not playing because of his son. He's very young and has a disease and he doesn't want to get him sick, which is completely understandable. But last week it was announced that Kyrie Irving started a Skype call and he wanted guys to say, nah, I don't want to play. We're about this movement, which is great to be about the movement. But in my opinion, you can do the movement and still play, which is what LeBron's doing. I think LeBron's doing a great job. But Kyrie, while he said that he didn't want to play because he wanted to do the movement, a report came out later that he wanted to create his own league. So he's kind of contradicting himself. I feel like he's just trying to go against LeBron, which is my thought, because they seems to not like him. I know you think strongly about this situation. So, Jair, I'd like to explain to the world what you think about Kyrie Irving's stance.
Well, Mark, Well, Mark, you're kind of breaking up for a second.
I hear.
Yeah. But my opinion about the situation, and for all those who are listening, don't get me wrong. I know that, you know, there's an issue in America in regards to racism and oppression against African Americans, and I do understand that. And I respect Kyrie Irving being about Black Lives Matter, and for him trying to bring awareness towards the situation that's going on. But I feel like the NBA players could use the platform of being in Florida to kneel and to show support to Black Lives Matter before NBA games. And for the cameramen who can get tested and shown that they have tested negative for COVID, they could have a camera up to a player, or like at least a decent distance away from a player, and they could show the player kneeling. And also, it could potentially show support for Colin Kaepernick too, because of the amount of hatred that he got when he was trying to bring awareness to this issue.
Definitely.
That's my viewpoint of it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and talk about some of the backlash that Stephen A. got on First Take when it comes to him addressing Kyrie's situation and people calling him a sellout and calling him the C word. It ends with the letter N,
mm-hmm.
and two O's in the middle of it. My viewpoint of that is,
well, just to, what was Stephen A. Smith's exact take on the Kyrie? Was he saying that
I have to go back on what he was saying. I think that he applauds Kyrie Irving for like standing up, but he doesn't understand Kyrie Irving's full-on plan. I believe that's the gist mm-hmm. that I got out of it. But I look at everyone was going off on Stephen A. My viewpoint is that in a time where millions of Americans are out of a job, and
here it is, Kyrie Irving, Stephen A. Smith says Kyrie Irving and others sound foolish for calls to halt return of the NBA season. So well, I'm sorry, what were you saying about having a job?
I feel like right now with millions of Americans not being able to work.
Mm-hmm.
And people just, well, look, millions of Americans are not able to work. And, you know, you have a potential opportunity to go back to your job and get paid.
Millions of dollars, too, not to mention.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to say that for people that are going off on Stephen A, calling him the C word, it's just like if your boss asked you to you know, come into work and do your job, would your answer be, I'm not going to come in because I need to protest? That's just my question to you. If you are 33 years old and you have a wife and you have a kid and you have a child, and you actually do work a very good job, but it's getting hard, especially in a time like this, because of what's going on in America amidst a pandemic. Would your response would you really tell your boss, you know, oh, I'm not going to come into work? Would you say that to your boss? That's my question. That's just how I feel, because everyone is going off on Stephen A, but it's just like, but would you go to work too? You know, would you go to work, and would you try to provide for your family? I'm not trying to I know that Black Lives Matter is a real thing, but I see Kyrie Irving saying that, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, it's not like you could, like, they could use the platform of playing to showcase Black Lives Matter. That's how I feel about it. Instead of just saying, no, I'm not playing, because I just look at it as if, like, if you feel that way about it, if you think that Stephen A is the C word, go, would you say to your boss, you know, say to your boss, I am not going to work because I just feel like this is not the time for me to work because we have to prove a point. That's what I think.
Well, going back on what you're saying about how players can do different gestures and rituals before the game, like kneeling or wearing something on their t-shirt, I think that's incredibly effective. And it's already been happening. When soccer came back, it's been back for the past month. I'm sure you've seen it on Bleacher Report. They've been kneeling the players. Manchester United did it the other day. And it's getting a lot of publicity because on the back of their shirts, on the back of Man United's jerseys, it said Black Lives Matter. I think that's really important. In Germany, the Bayern Munich, they wore Black Lives Matter t-shirts, all of them. Things like that is like extremely powerful.
Yeah, well, they showed their ways and they played. And also, like, a lot of leagues out there.
But you know what? They play, but we're still talking about the types of awareness they're trying to raise during the game. Like, yeah, they'll talk about the result of the game, but they're also talking about how they're making awareness for the movement that's going on.
That's true.
If Kyrie Irving, I completely understand, yes, there needs to be change, and yes. But how are you going to raise awareness if you're not playing and being on television constantly where you can use your voice? Which is what I expect most of the players to do.
I think that, well, I agree with you there, Mark. Also, there's also a movement that I think that that NBA players, Major League Baseball players, National Hockey League players, whatever players, I think that there's another movement along with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a major movement that really needs to come more into fruition in America. Another movement that I think that needs to be brought up is wear a mask movement for no like seriously
no no I'm not saying I'm curious what, like during the
no,
game
no 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 it's just like I don't want people to take it the wrong way also it's
no
like,
I agree you know, wear a mask like, is a big movement
like for the, wear like wear a mask like the wear a mask movement too I think that's another movement that
yeah,
really
I can't
needs
say
to
how
be
many
brought
times
up.
I'll be in a store and I always have a mask on, but there's someone who just doesn't have a mask on. What do you do?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm saying what I'm saying because
it is a big movement too, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Like, look at Florida. I know people in Florida, none of them are wearing masks. I'm looking it out.
There you go. Mark.
I see a ton of people wearing masks and it's way down.
There you go, Mark. I was hearing reports about how I think some Major League Baseball players live in the Miami area and they're saying that they feel uncomfortable about playing there because of people walk around with no mask on, with no protection. And, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just a lack of leadership from the upper organization.
And it also is happening with players who aren't taking it seriously.
Yes. You know, we got like Malcolm Brogdon tested positive, Buddy Hield.
I'm not saying that the guys tested positive aren't taking precaution, but you see guys like Tom Brady working out in Tampa, playing football without gloves, where the player association of the NFL says he doesn't think that players should work out with each other right now because of what's going on. But tons of guys are playing with each other. There was a picture a few months ago of Lamar Jackson and Antonio Brown literally hugging each other, like in a photo. And then Ezekiel Elliott just tested positive for coronavirus. And in the beginning of the whole pandemic, there was a report out that Dak Prescott had like a whole birthday bash at his house with like a bunch of people. And Ezekiel Elliott was one of the people there, and now he has it. So,
yeah. Well, my message to people right now, and also Mark, I'm also gonna bring it back to Major League Baseball because I have some questions for you. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no. But all I'm just trying to say here is that starting off with the whole entire Kyrie Irving thing, and NBA players choosing not to play and be in the bubble, I understand what Avery Bradley. When it comes down to Avery Bradley, I understand what he's doing when it comes down to his child, and I respect it. I really do respect it. But when it comes to what Kyrie Irving is doing, like, I understand being a stand-up guy, but I look at it, and you know, I don't respect people going at Stephen A. Smith for what he said about, you know, calling him the C word. Because to me, it's just like, you know, if your boss asks you to come into work, are you going to tell him I'm not coming to work because this is not the right time for me to work because of Black Lives Matter? And if you have bills to pay, that's how I honestly see it.
Well, another question I have for the whole Kyrie Irving situation is, would he still be wanting to not play the season if, one, he wasn't hurt, and two, his team wasn't at the end of the bottom of the East and they just fired their coach, Kevin Durant's not playing? So, yes, it's great to provide awareness, and I completely agree with him that change needs to happen, but would his stance change if Kevin Durant was playing, the Nets had a good record, and they had a chance to win it? I feel like, I don't know.
Well, look, when it comes down to Kevin, well, you brought up some good points right there, Mark.
But and also, guys have been doing, like, you see guys walking in the protest, like DeMar DeRozan, Russell Westbrook. Like, they're already doing it. So Kyrie Irving saying, well, we need to focus on it. They're already focusing on it.
Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson.
LeBron James started a whole website. He's tweeting every day about it. It's not like they're not doing anything about it.
J.R. Smith, who is supposedly, engaged into something right now with Lakers, potentially signing with them. I remember he got into a fight when a few weeks ago. But also, But when it comes down to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, now this is just plain basketball and personalities. Look, I have to acknowledge what one person told me. Like, I remember sitting down with him and talking to him. It was Mike Snow. Mike Snow, Curry College Hockey. I remember when Kyrie Irving left, and we're in Boston. He said, "Look, I'm glad that Kyrie left because him teaming up with Kevin Durant's a weird idea because of how they are." Like, it's just two divas on a team. We're just talking about them, outside of Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about them outside of all that. I'm just talking about personalities.
Well, another aspect, besides the whole Black Lives Matter movement, I feel like this also has to do with him against – it's him versus LeBron, whatever – Jair? Whatever LeBron does –
Kyrie
wants to do the opposite because he doesn't like him. He wanted to get traded from him because he didn't want to play with him. Even though he was consistently in the finals, he decided that I want the attention, so I want to get traded, which is fine. But I'm just saying, clearly LeBron is not a favorite of his. And LeBron is one of the biggest names in the sport who wants to play in Orlando. So
yeah.
I have to think that it has something to do with it. And the fact that Kyrie Irving suggested that they should start a new league makes no sense, because why would he sit out this if it was just for the moon? Why would he want to start a new league? What is that?
But a new league where? And in the midst of a pandemic?
It's just crazy. Yeah.
Wait. So Mark, look, because I want to get back into baseball. But
yeah, please.
I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this question right now. Do you think that the state of Florida, that the NBA being in the bubble there, do you think that it's a good idea to have NBA players play in Florida right now, or do you think that they should have a secondary city available?
That's a really good question, Jair. I think that the bubble has the potential to work, but it's very risky, like I said, because who's going to come help work, who's going to do the house cleaning? Who's going to do all that stuff? Who's going to drive the players to places? It's not like they can just stay in the bubble the whole time. Because they don't want them around the players when they're going to sleep, so they're going to go to their houses, but they're going to be in the open area where they can get the disease. Also, yeah, I do think that they should, right now, Adam Silver should be coming up with a secondary plan, unless they just decide that this isn't going to work and then just going to cancel the season. But they want to continue the season. Yeah, I do think that maybe they should have it somewhere, probably near here, to be honest.
Okay, then. Okay, good, because I heard what Stephen A. Smith said on First Take the other day. And you know what, though? He made some good sense. What
did he say?
He said that he said that New York should be considered to be a secondary option for Florida. And I agree with him.
Even Philadelphia, too.
Philadelphia is a possibility.
It's a smaller population, so if they're worried about an outbreak coming again in New York, Philadelphia could be a better choice because there's less people.
That's true. But also, he acknowledged what Governor Andrew Cuomo was doing in the state of New York, and also the amount of facilities that are around New York.
Yeah, like I remember us in high school, we used to go to that place that had like eight, I forgot what it was called. Basketball City?
Basketball City, I know.
Yeah, there's like eight court, like even a place like that, there's no fans.
There's Basketball City, let's talk about, you know, you're still going to have Madison Square Garden. You're going to have the Barclays Center. You're going to have that other arena in Long Island.
Nassau Coliseum.
The Nassau Coliseum. And also, I have to bring up New Jersey.
Colleges. You can use colleges.
Colleges, Hofstra University. You have, what's its name?
Adelphi
University. There's St. John's. St. John's is up here too. And you're still going to have the United. I'm saying the United Center. But it's the Continental Airlines Arena that's in New Jersey.
Prudential Center.
The Prudential Center that's in New Jersey, and I think that the
Izod Center.
Those are all places that could be considered for secondary options. And also, don't forget about practice facilities, because you're going to have New Jersey,
Knicks.
Philadelphia. You have the Knicks facility in Westchester. You have the Brooklyn Nets facility.
You have the St. John's facility.
And you still have colleges. Where you could practice
in high schools too,
high schools also, but that's my thing with the NBA bubble. But let's switch gears back to baseball. For a second
before we end. Yeah, let's go
ahead. When it comes down to this season and who you think could be the best team,
yeah,
who are you going for right now?
Honestly. I know I'm a fan, but I'm going to pick the Yankees because it's 60 games and you can have guys like Gleyber Torres who just destroy certain teams. And with the Major League, I'll keep going. Yeah, definitely the Yankees. Gerrit Cole is going to be a monster. I think the whole team is way better than last year because of that addition. And the both guys are definitely healthier because they've had more months. This goes for the whole league. They've had more months to recover from whatever nagging injuries they had last year. So I think a lot of guys could be very fresh. And the Yankees want vengeance for what happened last year. Gerrit Cole, and everyone's fresh because 3 months after the season is supposed to start. So any nagging injuries from last year, I'm assuming that most of the guys have recovered. So Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu is like a nasty combination. And the fact that it's a shorter season, if they get on a hot streak, it's going to be hard to beat them.
Well, I also let me tell you what.
The way, the Nationals winning again.
Well, hold on. Let me go into what I was gonna say to you, being a Phillies fan. But Aaron Judge is hitting off the tee. I saw a report of that, and that goes to the Yankees. But I'm gonna say this, as a Mets fan. I don't know about that NL East because you're still gonna have Atlanta. The Mets are still in there, the Phillies and Washington. You know, Washington won the World Series, so you got to give them respect. But you, Mark, are a Yankee fan and you're also a Philly fan, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you this: the Philadelphia Phillies actually kind of intimidate me.
No, No, Jay, you asked who I thought was going to win. I'm not saying the Phillies aren't going to be good, but I just think the Yankees are going to win the whole thing.
No, I'm not saying that you said that. I'm just saying, me as a Mets fan, and I'm rooting for the Mets, the Phillies intimidate me. They would have intimidated me if there was going to be 162 games.
Yeah.
You said shortstop, you had Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler, he's probably walking in there like, hey, look,
man. Who'd they add at shortstop?
They have Didi Gregorius.
Oh, right, yeah. And then they also have that new guy, Alec Baum. He's like a really top prospect. He could even play this year, they said.
Yeah, look, I Philadelphia, and well, they're supposed to be carrying, I believe, 30 players going into the season. The Phillies, they have my attention, though.
The Texas Rangers have had my attention, too.
Who?
Texas Rangers.
They
got Corey Kluber and like a bunch of pitchers.
Corey Kluber, he's a good pitcher, but right now, 60 games, that like that's one thing that people are worried about is who can go on a hot streak. Because they say Baltimore could go.
Yeah, that's a question I have for you. Do you think Baltimore will win more than 10 games?
I mean,
that'd be kind of funny if the record's like 10-50.
Well, let's see. I know that a good percentage of games that will be played are against their like divisional rival. And let's see. You got the Yankees. You got the Red Sox. You got Tampa Bay, and you have Toronto
and Baltimore.
Yeah. No, we're talking about Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a lot for them to handle.
I'm going to honestly, and I could be wrong, but hey,
they get a few games off the Red Sox though.
I think they could, but Boston still has some. They still have some. They have some quality there. They still have JD Martinez.
That's it, though.
I know that. I don't know Alex Verdugo's stats.
They don't have Mookie Betts though, or David Froese.
Those are two big hits. Chris Sale was injured. Is injured.
They don't have their coach. Their coach who helped them cheat either.
Alex Cora. Yeah, look. You know, I think that Boston could still be a ball. But I know that Gleyber Torres, I'm sure that he's foaming out the mouth seeing Baltimore coming in, Mark. But yes, I'm still going to root for the Mets. I don't know how well they'll do. I'll be very glad that we can have some baseball. Oh, one more question.
Yeah, go for it.
What do you feel about the Universal DH?
I think that's great. It's good for the game. It makes it more competitive.
Well, hey, look.
I don't like that new rule, though, the 10th inning. Yeah, what the hell is that? It's kind of fun though, but like it's weird.
Imagine a runner. You start off extra innings, runner on second. Okay, guys, intentional walk, double play base, double play, and the strikeout.
And another question is, do they get to choose who they want to be on second base?
That's a good question, Mark.
This is definitely exciting times. As exciting as they can be during this pandemic, because we finally might have something to entertain us.
Yeah, I'm in agreement right there, Mark.
Hopefully that it doesn't get worse in Florida. It's as bad as it could be right now, but hopefully that they can still have the season, because I don't know if half the league gets the coronavirus from being up there, then they might have to cancel it.
Yeah, look, Mark, you know.
Also, sorry to interrupt, but what about like the Miami Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays? Are they good at not playing Florida maybe?
You know, that's another question that I'm wondering right now. And also, you can't those two teams, along with the Texas Rangers, the Diamondbacks, and even the Toronto Blue Jays, I'm a little bit nervous to see about what's going on with them, because you know Toronto, they're international, and
there's an uptick there, like Canada too, though, I think.
Yeah. Like, you know, Toronto's international. Would they want their baseball players going in and out of the country and everything like that? Would they want other teams coming in and out of the country? And also, Florida is just like, you know, Florida's just bad.
Well, I was thinking the Blue Jays actually have a spring training facility in upstate New York, so that they might go there.
Do you know where they have a AAA facility? I think they have a AAA. I think that they have a AAA or a AA facility in the upper New England area, if I'm not
mistaken. Either way, those are way better options than Canada, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
But only time will tell what's going to happen. But before we leave, I got to give a shout-out to Tay on the Track, as usual. Sick beat.
Major shout-out to Tay on the Track. Also, Mike Snow, major shout-out to you, man, if you're listening.
Shout-out to Jordy for following me back on Instagram.
Shout-out to Jordy also. Shout-out to Rob Parker for joining us this past week, too.
So don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at EX Sports Drexel. Looking forward to talking to you guys next week. I'm your host, Mark.
And I'm Jared Brooks-Davis.
Thank you.
To listen to more Tripod Productions, go to thetriangle.org/podcasts.